This Perek of Kilayim, Mishnah Ches, and the Kayim Kutsim Bekeret. Person has thorny plants in his vineyard. I'm not talking about thorny trees, because it's no Kilayim between a tree and a vine. We're talking about thorns that grow and then they die out at the end of the year. Rebbeleza says that this is Osir, and the process becomes Osir Bano. What's it for Rebbe Lezer? Rebbe Lezer says that in certain areas, a place called Arabia, they would intentionally grow these kotim to feed their camels. So since it's considered animal food, there is kilayim. But the Chacham say the rest of the world, they would not do that, and therefore it's not kilayim unless one lives in a place, Arabia. So the bottom line is, Chachamim hold that in a place where it's normal to eat this thing, then there would be kilayim. In the rest of the world, if it's not normal to eat in the rest of the world, it is not kilayim. Ha'iris, ha'kisim, v'shoshanis, ha'melech, ha'nei Yisroim, ene kilayim b'keren. These are different plants that are, the Mishnah describes them as mine Yisroim, which none of them are trees. The Shoshana Samelis is a type of rose, but it's not a rose bush, because it's something also that's some type of flower, I guess. So the Rav says that these minim seem to be edible, and when it says inoculum, it's not kilayim in the Torah, only midrabonon, because the main kilayim is only by grains and vegetables and not by these minim. There's other perushim, that these are things that are not so much used for eating purposes, and if there's no kilayim on them. Hakanbus is some some plant which has in it fibers that they used to make ropes from. Avatavanam in a kilayim, Avatavan said this is not kilayim because it's primarily not used for eating purposes. Chachamim kilayim, because Canada had something similar to the medium that are chayv b'kilayim. Hakinris is kilayim b'kerim. Kinris is some other type of plant, which is some type of thorny plant, which Canada was generally eaten, and therefore, once again, since it's something that is eaten, it is kilayim b'kerim. So the bottom line is, one cannot plant any grains or vegetables together with kilayim b'kerim. Vegetables, including the vegetables, eat the fruit or eat the leaves. I once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach about mint leaves, because that people don't really eat the leaves, they just use it as a flavor. He said to be machmir, because some people actually put the leaves in salads in Eretz Yisrael.